This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit on the first day, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched in the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Prime Minister Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in the fields of manufacturing, technology, innovation, mobility, next-generation infrastructure, startups and SMEs. Prime Minister Modi invited the governors to participate in India's growth story. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has emplaned for Tianjin, China, after concluding his visit to Japan. The 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Modi will participate and join global leaders in the two-day deliberations. The summit will review 25 years of the organization's achievements and also adopt a 10-year development strategy. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making the summit the largest and most ambitious in the history of the organization.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Tianjin this afternoon to attend the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Beginning tomorrow, the two-day summit will bring together heads of state of member countries, observer states, and partner organizations. The Prime Minister, along with other leaders, will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, and global cooperation. India's active participation highlights its commitment to strengthening multilateral dialogue and advancing shared development within the SCO framework. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has blasted Western sanctions ahead of his visit to China for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit. In an interview to China's news agency, President Putin said Russia and China jointly oppose discriminatory sanctions in global trade. President Putin will be in China till Wednesday on a four-day visit. The Russian leader will first attend the two-day summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, in the northern Chinese port city of Tianjin. President Putin will then travel to Beijing to hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping and attend a military parade commemorating the end of World War II. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of the previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% in during the same period. In Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll in the cloudburst that struck Rajgarh Tehsil of Ramban district has risen to 4, while one person remains missing. The rescue teams have recovered 4 bodies from the affected area and efforts are ongoing to trace the remaining missing person. The cloudburst triggered flash floods damaging property and affecting normal life in the region. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said he had spoken to Deputy Commissioner Ramban regarding the incident. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah also expressed condolences over the incident. In Bihar, 2 matches will be played today on the second day of the Asia Cup Hockey Championships being held in Rajgir. The first match will take place between Bangladesh and Chinese Taipei, while 2 strong Asian hockey teams, Korea and Malaysia, will face each other in the second match. Indian men's doubles pair of Anirudh Chandrasekhar and Vijay Prashant advanced to the second round of the US Open after upsetting 8-seeded local favourites Christian Harrison and Evan King in 3 sets. They won 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 in 1 hour 42 minutes, riding on a far superior first and second serves. And that is the end of this news bulletin.